Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that John Tillman is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. John is a new friend. He's the CEO of the Illinois Policy Institute. That's a state think tank. He's also the founder of the Great Communications Foundation, and he's here to talk to us about something that should concern every American. John Tillman, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Jim. It's great to be with you this morning to talk about small business entrepreneurs who are the engine of America.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Absolutely. No question. Hey, John, when I think about great leaders, when I think about people who inspired at some really tough times, I've got it. One of the people that I turn to automatic is Abraham Lincoln. And not because he's, you know, one of the great presidents of our time, and he's an obvious choice, but I turned to him because of something he said, and it was the last line of his inaugural address, and I think it was the second inaugural address. And the last line was where he talked about appealing to the better angels of our nature. Do you remember that? Have you heard that term?
I do remember that line, and I've got quite a few Lincoln books in my library because I'm a huge fan as well.
You're in the land of Lincoln, no question.
Exactly. But
when I think about somebody who rose above the ugliness and inspired a nation, and by using that kind of language and that kind of sentiment, and believing it and living that sentiment, the better angels of our nature. When I think about that, that's what I think about leadership. Then you juxtapose that kind of leadership with some of the stuff we're seeing today, which is nothing less than unabashed class warfare. And in my opinion, that's the opposite of leadership. What do you think?
Well, I totally agree with that. Class warfare is the ultimate dividing strategy. And as Lincoln also said, a house divided shall not stand. And we cannot have class warfare. And what I call the bigotry of class warfare, where we start to vilify the people who pursued the American dream successfully.
Yeah.
You know, we used to love the Horatio Alger stories, and we would champion that person who starts out in their basement as a struggling entrepreneur, wondering if they're going to make their mortgage payment, wondering if they can make their next
Feed
their family, exactly. But God forbid, and everybody loves them, right, of both parties. But God forbid they make it all the way to the penthouse and become a Horatio Alger story pursuing the American dream, and now they're an enemy of the state and should be vilified and harvested like a tax card.
Millionaires and billionaires.
I've never heard
those two terms used in this pejorative a tone as we've heard President Obama say them.
Well, it's not, and exactly, and we would never, ever, we would be outraged if anybody ever talk that way about people at the other end. You know, think about it. They're vilifying the top 1%. Think about the bottom 1%. We would never tolerate the bigotry against those who are struggling to try to rise economically and socially
and
build families who are starting out in life or maybe had a bad hand dealt to them and are trying to overcome that. We would never vilify the people who consume taxpayer resources that the 1% and everybody else puts into the pot.
Right.
We would never accept that, but somehow this is okay. I think it's
why have we gotten to this stage? The state of discourse,
because it's politics, and in the end, the political actors are, in my view, immoral on how they try to build a majority. They try to build a majority by assembling a coalition, normally of people of common interest. But in this season, we're trying to assemble coalitions by getting as many people from different points of view to hate each other, and that is not what America is all about.
Where is this coming from? Which well is this emanating from?
I believe it's coming from, obviously, the president is a leader of this. He has said millionaires and billionaires are repeatedly.
Is he writing these speeches, or is there some brain trust that's giving him these lines and that he's glomming onto. What do you think?
Well, he certainly has speechwriters who write his speeches, but he's ultimately accountable for what he says. But it's not just the president. This is a movement among the progressive left that believes in equal outcomes rather than equal opportunity.
Right.
And so what they want to do, because they believe in equal outcomes, is they want to use the power of government to take from those who've been successful and redistribute to those who are rising or struggling to do better. And the bottom line in life is no two people are ever equal. When the founders talked about equality, and the whole principle of this country is not equality of outcome, it's equality under the law. That's what Lincoln fought for, was equality under the law, to live up to the ideas that were in the Constitution and the Declaration. What the class warfare is all about is trying to create equality by bringing people who've done well down and hurting the people at the bottom by reducing mobility. What we need is mobility.
For one reason and one reason only, I think, and that's just to build a constituency.
That's exactly right.
Not to help the people that they claim to help, because evidence proves that they're not helping those people.
No, I think, in fact, one of the best examples of that is the latest census report in the city of Chicago. 200,000 African-Americans moved out of the city of Chicago. Why did they move out of the city of Chicago? Because the city of Chicago, run by the progressives and the Democratic Party, is not serving their interests well.
Right.
They're moving to suburbs to look for better opportunity where they can have social and economic mobility. We try to put people into these group identities, and I just think it's preposterous. The whole point of America, when America was founded, we used to talk about the melting pot. We had people of all kinds, diversity. America invented diversity, but the point was that with our Constitution and the Declaration, everybody would have an equal chance with their own abilities, a little bit of luck and hard work, to pursue their own version of the American dream. And you can have people in there dividing us to try to decide what the dream should be.
The people who promote class warfare claim, are pointing that, are aiming that at people that they consider to be bigots.
Exactly.
But you say that class war itself is bigotry.
That's exactly right. Why? We would never tolerate identifying people by their group identity and calling them out and singling them out for punishing behavior by the government. That's exactly what class warfare is. It shouldn't happen in either direction.
Right.
But somehow it's become morally acceptable to vilify people who've been successful.
Who could have, 20 years ago, how could anybody have imagined that we would have come to this where your success winds up being, you could wind up being called a name. You're being identified in a pejorative way by a president because of your success. That's not American exceptionalism, ladies and gentlemen. 20 after, right back with John Tillman. He's CEO of the Illinois Policy Institute. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.